this crowd is trying to disable one of the new security cameras that's been put up here as kind of an experimental operation to start increasing surveillance in this part of Hong Kong. The ones on the outside are basically there to form a human wall to protect the identities of the people that are actually up at the post, breaking open these cameras, getting into the guts and ripping them out.
We will use umbrella. 會用一些可能噴漆將那個 camera 噴走了。如果一些 camera 很高的時候，我們可能會用一些強光。
Protesters in Hong Kong fear they're being watched and tracked when on the streets, and just showing up may expose them to retaliation from the government. More than 1,000 people have been arrested since the pro-democracy protests against China's growing control over Hong Kong started in June.
You might be doing something that you think is perfectly fine right now, but then later you might be charged based on camera footage, based on geolocation data from your mobile phone, and so on.
Lockman Choi researches personal data protection and digital security in Hong Kong. He supports the pro-democracy movement.
We don't know what kind of data the Hong Kong law enforcement is sharing with the Chinese law enforcement.
While covering pro-democracy demonstrations in Hong Kong, we found that protesters have developed a number of tactics to protect their identities and avoid detection both online and on the streets. Before the streets become chaotic, the scene is usually pretty calm. Some are already decked out in protective gear and busy on their phones. To exchange files with somebody nearby, those with iPhones use AirDrop.
AirDrop 就比較匿名化，人哋唔會知係邊個 send 俾你，你都唔知邊個會收到呢樣嘢。Desmond
Fung has joined protests almost every weekend since June. He says the central nervous system of this leaderless protest movement is the anonymous encrypted messaging service Telegram. Downloads of the app in Hong Kong have soared since the protests began.
What we're seeing here.
佢哋一啲市民可能喺邊個位置見到有好多嘅警車出現咧，佢就會收翻喺呢個group度嘅前線嘅人咧，可以安全少少。
Aren't the police on there as well, reading everything that you write?
我哋有一個 term 叫捉鬼，就係我哋咧會揾下鏡邊啲係警察，然之後會將佢踢翻出group嘅。
Desmond said there are ways to sniff out spies, but he didn't want to share specifics or show us the private chats on his phone, because sometimes these chats are about taking radical measures. These are the most hardcore protesters. Police consider them violent and often target them for arrest.
They're getting ready to go up to the front and actually confront the police. They're the ones with the most at stake in terms of obscuring their identity.
Protesters aren't just worried about surveillance cameras, but also the police's own camera crews. Protesters worry any footage could later be used as evidence against them.
The police will try to find you if you don't talk about your face. Even your ears will be evidence to arrest you.
Many protesters' kits also include this. Laser pointers have become a thing in these protests. They are used to distract the police and blind cameras. Protesters can buy these kinds of laser pointers at any electronics store, and they typically cost about $10. Police have called them offensive weapons, which means they can arrest someone for causing injuries with lasers.
我哋好多同事係俾呢啲嘅物品咧係整傷咗，甚至我哋有啲嘅錄影機咧感光嗰度壞咗。Police
also cite medical experts who say the beams can cause permanent eye damage.
呢個其實根本冇攻擊性嘅，譬如我其實自己射自己我都唔會驚。
Protesters' methods can also be very DIY.
He's handing out tinfoil, and what he's doing is he's wrapping people's Hong Kong IDs with tinfoil in hopes that a law enforcement official won't be able to scan the ID remotely.
Protesters want to prevent police from tracking them via the radio frequency identification chips embedded in their Hong Kong identification cards, subway cards, or credit cards. The government says only authorized sensors that are within 2 centimeters of the smart IDs are able to pick up the information. To avoid having their movements recorded on their regular subway cards, they pay for one-way tickets home from the protests with cash.
買單程飛就可以減少佢追尋到我哋嘅方法啦。
These tactics to avoid surveillance go hand in hand with avoiding arrest. But if it does happen, Protesters also use a simple hack to try to protect the data on their phones.
我哋而家係唔會用指紋去開呢個手機鎖嘅，因為好怕如果俾警方捉到嘅時候咧，佢可以攞住我哋手指或者我哋面，所以face detection 我哋都唔會用嘅。
Here in Hong Kong, you have the right to not reveal any knowledge that might incriminate you. And so a PIN code is knowledge, but your fingerprint or your face is not necessarily knowledge that you reveal to the authorities.
As the movement evolves, police are deploying new tactics to tag protesters, like using water cannons laced with blue dye.
Hanging over all of this is the fear that their identities will get swept up digitally and end up in a database, perhaps in Beijing, that tracks them and follows them for the rest of their lives.
Protesters told us they'll keep playing the cat and mouse game of avoiding surveillance while defying the government. They say they won't stop until their demands are met, including an inquiry into police brutality and direct elections. The Hong Kong government has taken some action, like withdrawing a controversial extradition bill that sparked the protests. It says it is looking for ways to start a dialogue to address the discontent. In the end, the odds are stacked against them. It's essentially a group of young Hong Kongers with laser pointers and umbrellas against the will of mainland China.
How do you see this playing out for the future?
I don't know, actually. The chance of success is almost zero, but we still need to do this. Because of the justice, because we love this place.